Oh my God, you guys. Sorry we're late. We just got ourselves to chatting.
Yeah, we were chatting about all sorts of things, weren't
it? Oh my gosh. So there's so many things to get to. But first, Walmart, I don't want to freak anybody out, but Walmart and Costco have now limited their toilet paper supplies. I'm not supplies, but they limit how much you can buy, right? So that means it's beginning. Like, just them saying that out loud means that the panic is going to start.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to tell you to like stock up on stuff, because that's like the absolute opposite of what you're supposed to do.
But we're not. I mean, right. Let's get real. You're totally doing that. Here's what really irritates me right now. My husband, I don't know who, maybe it was me. Could have been him. I don't know. Somebody in this house, and it wasn't my daughter, bought, and there's only three of us, and the dogs didn't do it. Somebody in this cabin bought the shitty toilet. You know that crappy, I'm sorry.
Oh.
The toilet paper that feels like the stuff that you used to have in the elementary school, that feels like tissue paper. The tissue paper that you wrap gifts, you put in, the gift bags. It feels like the gift bags. And I'm like, no, this is unacceptable. That's all we have in the house. So I'm we gotta go. And we got, so I know that I'm gonna go there and they're gonna be like, we're limiting you and this is not okay. And so I'm gonna have to go to like five different stores and get the good stuff, the Cottonelle. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna panic, you guys.
Well, and so this is why it's so important to know, to just remember, to have and store in your brain that My Patriot Supply is there for you in times of crisis. And right now, you can save $100 off of a 3-month emergency food kit. That is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And you need to do this. You need to have it. And like, I need to get a couple more. I want to have like six of these boxes in our little like safe room when we get into the house. I just want to have them there because it's like peace of mind. You just never know when the crap's going to really hit the fan.
And I feel like it's coming, because like the supply chain stuff is only going to get worse, you know?
Yeah. And it's also good for, you know, natural disasters and stuff too, because, you know, like Texas, we had that big ice storm, like the big blizzard of last year, February.
Yeah.
People just were not prepared for that here. And, you know, stuff like that comes in handy. Just having a food source for you and your family comes in handy when stuff like that happens. So it's not just for, you know, the zombie apocalypse, which we all know is going to happen, but it's also, it's also for natural disasters, you know, and stuff like that. So definitely be prepared. Get $100 off your 3-month emergency food kit. Go to preparewiththechicks.com. Do it.
Preparewiththechicks.com to get your $100 off. Okay, couple of points of personal privilege for the both of us, and then a point of personal privilege for you. First of all, happy 14th birthday to twins Ida, Louise, and Jack.
Happy birthday. I just realized I didn't make the bed. Sorry, Ida.
I thought you were about to get like Bernie's face or something. I was like, what are you doing?
My bed wasn't made this morning. I'm sorry. Ida, Louise, and Jack, you should always make your bed. It's a good thing to do every single morning. It makes you more responsible. Happy birthday to you. Twins. Yes. I love the twins.
So I love Ida, Louise.
We hope you have a wonderful day.
Yes, indeed. Now, in yesterday's video, we mentioned that we were trying to hit an arbitrary Facebook goal that Facebook set for us in terms of stars that people had sent through Facebook. It's a way, because some people were asking, what the heck is that? It's kind of like the YouTube version of super stickers. It's a way for people to donate money to help us do what we do. And so we were like 2,600 away from hitting our 65,000 star goal yesterday. And we have until I think tomorrow or the next day to hit it. And so we asked, like, if you've been thinking about sending us stars, this is the time. Like, today and tomorrow would be the time. And I mean, you guys.
Yeah. Everybody.
You were so, I mean,
unbelievably like generous. Beyond. So generous. So wonderful. And we are, I mean, just blown away. So we were not expecting that. So thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. And I mean, a couple people were asking, like, what are you going to do with it? Well, I'm obviously going to buy a yacht.
Same. I mean, obviously.
That's obviously what I'm going to do with the, with the money. Because you could tell by my lavish lifestyle that is what I'm going to do.
Some people, I mean, most everyone, because our followers are just awesome. Like cream of the crop. Awesome. Right. So sweet. And so, but then there are always the people who are like the naysayers who want to tell you, I'm not giving you money. And I'm like, okay, like, you don't have to
expect you to like, we just wanted to stick it to Facebook. That's all we wanted to do. Okay. I mean, that's it.
And then like other people are like, you need to give to this charity or that charity, or otherwise I'm not giving you anything. Okay. You give to that charity.
Or you could just bypass us completely and give directly to that charity. I don't, it's like, just we're the middleman and you just take us out of it and just give. I don't understand your.
I just don't understand people at all. But regardless, we needed 2,600 and some change stars yesterday. And we ended up with like 15,000 plus.
Oh
so
my God.
It was crazy. Absolutely crazy. You guys just you're so sweet.
Right. So sweet. Right. Oh it was so sweet. Very, very sweet. So thank you so much for that, you guys.
Also, Daisy has just added to our store, which you can access from our website, chicksontheright.com. There's a link at the top that goes to our store, and you have added an item.
It's a Let's Go Brandon. Set of items in there. And I also put a post up yesterday because I find it really interesting. We're actually trying to find a new vendor for our products.
I forwarded you an email from someone yesterday. Did
I
you
saw
see
it.
That?
Okay. I saw it. Yeah. And it's, we're trying to find somebody who's conservative. There's a whole, I'm not going to go into it right now, but there's a whole post about it. You need to go to our website at chicksontheright.com and read about it. But we're having stuff that's Spreadshirt is our vendor. And we've been using them for years because it's easy. Because between the two of us, we have four jobs and it's kind of hard to juggle, especially now. And I'll tell you about that in a second. But we have jobs and it's hard for us to manage a store. You know what I mean? It's like a full-time job to do that. And it's not like we can pay. And even with the stars, we can't pay somebody to manage a store.
So, and afford a yacht at the same time.
And we got to get the yacht, you guys. It's priority. So, I mean, the thing is that like these people at Spreadshirt, like all the 2A stuff that I put in there, they take down. They don't like, I put a shirt in there that said like, make speech free again. They took it down. So it's insane. So we need to work. It's like, they hate conservatives. You can just tell they do. So we've got to work with somebody who's conservative. So if you know of anybody that does this sort of a service, let me know, let us know, let Mock know. And we'd love to work with them because I'm sick of these commies. So we need to find somebody that's not a communist.
But we also need to make sure that they're full service because we do not do any of the shipping or distribution or making or anything. We just want to put designs on things and let everybody else handle it.
All I want to do is do that. So just if you have anybody in mind, let us know about that. And then the other thing I wanted to tell you guys is I got a new job and I start today and I've known about it for a couple of weeks and I've told a couple of the insiders, but mainly because people have, and I wanted to tell you guys, not because I'm like, oh my God, I got a new job. I want to brag about it. But so many of you guys have been praying for me and, sending me notes of encouragement. And I am so incredibly grateful to all of you who have done that because I think it worked, you know? I mean, I truly believe in the power of prayer and encouragement. And I you guys helped me with this. So thank you so much for all of that. And I'm starting today and I hope I don't blow it. So keep the prayers coming. And it's with the National Center for Public Policy Research in Washington, which is pretty cool. It's a conservative group. I'm excited about it because I will be helping to hopefully make a difference in conservatism. And I'll be the deputy director of media relations. So I'm excited about that. I think that'll be pretty cool. So wish me luck.
It starts today.
Today. So wish me luck. So that'll be during the day. And I'm obviously going to keep doing this is what we do. We always have, Mock and I have always been like, we have like 18 jobs apiece. So we just juggle a lot of stuff. So anyways, I'm doing that. Keep the prayers coming. Hopefully I don't blow it.
You're not going to blow it.
And I'll do a great job. And yeah, I just wanted to thank everybody because you guys have been amazing. And it was, you know, it was a trying time there for a couple of months. And I just love all of you guys. So thank you. So thank you.
And thank you, Amanda. Thank you very much for that super sticker. We did see you. Okay, so I think that takes care of all of the stuff that we wanted to intro with. Now it's down to business, and we got to talk some Kamala, you guys.
Oh my God, can you even with this?
I cannot. There are so many evens that I can't. So let's start, just in case someone has not seen the videos of the crazy that she was doing with the kids in the space. We've got two videos to share. One, I think, has gone around pretty well, pretty viral. Thank you, C. Schamberger. Thank you very much. The first one is when she's sitting on a chair and she's talking to kids on a couch about space. And she's like, so, you know, like over the top cringe.
Yeah, well, talking to them like 5-year-olds.
Right. Right.
They're like 13. Yeah, it's so bizarre. Yeah.
And it's so funny because Tucker was talking about it last night and said that for humanitarian reasons, he would not show it. Which just cracked me up. Thank you, Shelley. And so he said, but if you choose to go out on the internet and watch it, you will also watch your soul die. And I just can't, but obviously we're going to show it.
Yeah, this is what we do. So you guys, it's like, we should have a trigger warning at the bottom. This is warning. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. She's totally on
Oh
that.
My God. Yeah. Okay. Are you ready? Is everybody ready?
Everybody's ready. Okay.
Here we go.
I love the idea of exploring the unknown. And then there's other things that we just haven't figured out or discovered yet. To think about so much that's out there that we still have to learn. Like, I love that. I love that. And so I'm very excited about the Space Council. We're going to learn so much as we increasingly, I think, are curious and interested in the potential for the discoveries and the work we can do in space. So that's one of the things I'm most excited about. But the other, you guys are going to see. You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
With your own eyes. I'm telling you, it is going to be unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I auditioned for this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It was either this or that stupid Disney show.
Well, right. So when it first went viral, people just thought these were like actual kids interested in space. Right. And then, of course, yesterday the news broke. Mm-mm. These were all child actors hired via agents.
Yeah. But you know what? It's like, really, though, kids, my kid's interested in space. Legit interested in space. And she would be sitting there going, you don't talk to. She's 11. And she'd be like, what is this crap?
Yeah, I'm not five. You don't have to get like all wild eyed.
Oh my God. It's like this.
Like Hillary looking at balloons.
Just the dumbest crap ever. Like, you don't talk to 13, 12 and 13 year olds like that. You know, it's just not how it's done. She looked ridiculous. Oh my God. It was, so that was the first, it's sort of like a, like we're all going, wait, so she doesn't know how to talk to kids that age. First of all, that was like a tip off. And so I wasn't super shocked, but then at the same time, I was absolutely horrified. This. I'm like, what is going on with this administration? Like, is she that much of a droid and that terrible and that much of a PR nightmare that they have to hire kids to talk to
And
her?
This is probably part of her whole, let's reimagine Kamala. Like, this is her new PR push to get her to seem more relatable.
Okay, so, and we paid for that. So we paid for those kids.
Well, we probably did. It's not clear how that actually all came together.
Well,
you know?
Who do you think paid for those kids? I mean, seriously.
Maybe.
It was volunteer.
We're paid with gold.
I'm going to whip it out.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
So, you guys, we've told you before, it bears repeating, that right there that Daisy is holding up is an actual bar of gold. That's 2.5 grams of gold right there from Acre Gold, our friends, which allow you to subscribe, like a subscription service to get your gold, and in a couple of different denominations. So if you want to do $30 a month or $50 a month or $100 a month, you can. This is with Acre Gold. They make it so easy. And by the way, we've been talking about the fact that they have this giveaway, which is still ongoing. I didn't realize this, but there's not just one winner of the giveaway, you guys. It's ongoing. So if you want to win a free bar of gold, here's what you do. You just go to wherever you tweet or post things or whatever. You tweet or post why you should be the recipient of the gold bar and mention at get underscore acre. Okay. So it's at get underscore acre. Say why you think you should be the winner. And what happens is that they, like, I have an example of they tweeted to at Tea House Peony, because that's who won on October 1st. And so I don't know if they do it monthly or if it's like every other month, but they chose her as the winner. And so they send a DM with all the details and you get your gold bar. So you can qualify for the giveaway, or if you just want to start your subscription service, you just go to getacregold.com/shicks. Do it and get your bar of gold like Daisy has.
Yeah, because it'll be worth something in 5 years.
That's right. Are you ready for video number two? Because this is the one that I don't know if a lot of people have seen the second one. It's unbearable, just as the other. But it must be seen. So let me get my screen shared. Okay. And I'll embiggen. And now it seems that she is in, like, she's looking in a space place where they have, like, giant space equipment.
Okay.
I sound so space knowledgeable, don't I?
You're like somebody from NASA. Oh my God.
I'm like a regular astronaut.
Like, to send her and William Shatner to space now, you guys. Crazy. Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
It gives us a sense of the magnitude.
What is this crap? What is that?
Earth is kind of small. Yeah. Right? The Earth is like a speck. Maybe as compared to the sun. We have designed, I mean, look at the design of this thing. And the people and the smart people and the scientists and the engineers came up with the idea that if you build something that looks like that, you can see the sun.
Yeah.
And you can see the moon, right? Well, wait till they see the moon.
I don't know what it is about those craters.
We have ambitious. Have big dreams. You remember that?
Yes.
The world is wrong with her.
And you know what's funny is, like, none of those kids, it's now finding out none of those kids are even interested in science. They're all like, I just want my own reality show. You know, it's so disheartening. It really is.
It really is.
Yeah, it's like it's all phony BS is what it is. Just like this whole freaking administration. Like, none of those kids. I'm looking at them, they're like, yeah. I maybe got like a C in science. I don't really care about it. You know, I'm just here. I'm here so I can like get to the next step and like maybe, you know, get like another gig doing some really awesome thing someplace.
Christy, thank you. She says, where are they showing these videos? Well, Kamala is in charge of the Space Council. So it is the official vice president social media accounts that are showing this. And then it's like a YouTube series, I guess, that is happening with the Space Council.
Yeah. You know what else? She's in charge of? The border. She's also in charge of that. How's that going?
Not so good.
Yeah.
Not so good. Yeah. It's not going well at all.
Yeah. You know what? She's a total embarrassment. She's an absolute embarrassment to the country, to women, like women who... I remember when she was campaigning, well, when we were going through the whole campaign crap. This was like last year at this time, we were like listening to all the garbage. I remember seeing all these women in my feed, women who I went to high school with, clutching their pearls, talking about how she was going to be such a great role model for their girls. Remember that? Do you remember all that? And I was just
See a lot of that. I must have just a different friends list.
Right. Well, I had friends from high school and stuff like that who were just like, oh, finally, it's going to be a role model for my girls or my girl. And I was just like, oh, I was just like, seriously? Like, do you know how she got to where she is? So just putting that out there. And then secondly, have you met her? Like, do you know who you're dealing with? And like, you see her now. Is she still a role model for your girl? Because she's doing a piss poor job. I wouldn't want my daughter looking up to her. She's terrible at what she does.
She's awful. Hey, write this down before it goes away. From Carrie. Thank you. Christian Promotional Product Company, Triple Crown Products.
Got it. I'm writing it down.
Okay, good. Thank you, Carrie.
I've heard of them.
I thought that it sounds like, well, because it reminds me of both liquor and the Derby. So right. I don't know what that says about me, but
that's why we think we've heard of them. It's not Royal Crown.
Right. Thank you, J4's Real. Thank you very much. He says, welcome to the clown show. I don't know if he's talking about us to other people.
I think he's talking about this administration. It's just, it's like every day there's something else. And I can't believe there are people who are still freaking liberals.
It's incredible.
How are you looking at this and still saying to yourself, this is a great idea. I'm on this train. This train is great. I'm going to stay on this train. Cause I mean, I feel like this train is not going to completely careen off a cliff. Like,
what? I don't get it, but like, think about it. Cause we're doing our deep dive podcast this week on a couple of different pop culture stories. One of which is about George Clooney and his recent comments, and people like him are so delusional and out of touch with the real world,
right,
that they are convinced that anything that's a problem right now in our country is due to Trump. And are healing from it. I mean, They're delusional.
Yeah. Even though all Biden had to do was coast. That's all he had to do. Honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, he had a vaccine. That's another thing. You look at, and there's a compilation. I think, I don't know if we have it on our site or not. We probably should put it up there. But there's a compilation of these people, the Kamalas, the Bidens, so many people talking about how they would never take the vaccine. Right.
Yeah.
Just never take it.
Not if it was a Trump vaccine.
Right. And now they're mandating it. You know, it's like this, what a turnaround a year can do, right? With these people. And I'm just looking at this going, it's crazy. So everything has been flip-flopped, including our healthcare, including the vaccine, mm-hmm. everything. It's like literally, let's play the opposite game. And this is what they've done with policy. They've done whatever policies were put in place with Trump, they have done the direct opposite.
Yeah.
And it's nuts. And so
everything's broken.
Everything's broken because of it. They've thought, okay, what's our policy, our policy strategy? We're going to undo or completely do a 180 on everything. We're going to do the opposite and see how that works out. It's not working out. It's mm-mm. not. But that's
David, thank you very much. I have a video that is going to crack you up of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. The liberal psychopaths that run that clown show, they are being interviewed. I don't know the context of this interview. I don't know the girl that is interviewing them, but she gets them so good. Not because she's a different mind than they are, but because she has a problem with how they are, they're on two sides of an issue. And so she confronts them about it and they have no way of answering her. And their discomfort makes me so happy. So I wanted to share their discomfort with everybody because it's just a beautiful thing. All right, ready?
Yes.
Disagree with the Israeli government policy. Why not stop sales completely?
I don't know why it's blinking.
I disagree with the U.S. policy. We couldn't stop selling in the U.S. I think it's fine to be involved with a country, to be a citizen of a country, and to protest some of the country's actions. And that's essentially what we're doing in terms of Israel. We hugely support Israel's right to exist, but we are against a particular policy.
You guys are big proponents of voting rights. Why do you still sell ice cream in Georgia? Texas, abortion ban. Why are you still selling there?
I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting question.
Yeah.
So what that would accomplish, we're working on those issues of voting rights and...
Are you?
I don't know. I think you ask a really good question. I'd have to sit down and think about it for a bit.
Oh, yeah. Because you don't really think that much, do you? You don't really think a whole lot. There's not a whole lot of thinking going on up there. It's just not. It's more feelings than it is thinking. Yeah.
I would need to really think through how I'm going to explain my total hypocrisy.
Right. And that's going to take, that's going to take a lot of work.
That is, it does seem like a lot of work.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of brain freeze going on up there from all the ice cream.
I love that so much. Maybe, maybe they'll finally boycott Texas now that Governor Abbott has said there, I'm mandating that there are no more mandates.
Right. Wasn't that great? I know. It's so fantastic. No more mandates. Yeah.
I hope that that like sticks. I don't know how it would affect things like air travel, for example, like, cause you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Because how, I don't know how that would work, but for Texas based places,
right,
you can't mandate vaccines anymore.
Yeah. Texas, and I guess, places. And this is another thing that starts to kind of, it is okay. So Texas based places, you're right. And I hear you, but like, you know, like I start my new job today and it's based out of Washington, DC. So, I mean, and I have no qualms about, you know, where I'm working because it's a conservative place and it's a nonprofit and it's very small. And so I'm not worried about it. But say I worked in a place that was, you know, pretty giant and it was, you know, in a different, say I worked for MS still, mm-hmm. I worked for your company still, and I worked here and I was remote. That's
yeah.
where I start getting a little, like you would say, bajiggity about things. Like a lot of people are remote still. And so I work. And that is happening a lot more because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So many people, like my husband is one of them. He works for a company that is based out of Indianapolis and he's remote now. And so, and that is not outside the norm these days because right. of what's happened in our country with the pandemic. So many people are doing that. So then what happens? You know, like if you're living in a state, you have to abide by the rules of that other state and that other, in that company where the state is based, even though you're living in a free state, you know?
Yeah.
So that's absurd because you're living in this state where it's like you're moving around and you're in this state, but the company's based in the other state. So this is where I'm like, this is just so dumb. It's so yeah. dumb for real. And so you have to abide by a mandate in another state, even though you're moving about in this state. It's like, what the hell are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't know.
It's
but
so,
Abbott is like, I'm not playing with mandates.
And good.
Sorry.
But I mean, he took a lot, it took pressure for him to do that, I will say, because I know some people on the inside here that, you know, work with him. It took some pressure. And you know what he needs to do next? Close the freaking border. That's what
yeah.
he needs to do. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm not.
Can he use all the, like, the millions of dollars of metal that's just rotting there? Like, can he use it?
I'd like to use some for my house because it's expensive, you know? And so
yeah.
I feel like I helped pay for it. So.
You did. Yeah, we all did. We absolutely all did.
Yeah, it's absurd. But I mean, I'm still irritated by the fact, and I say this a lot to people that I know here in political circles. I'm like, why doesn't he just close the border? I don't understand. It's like from a state perspective, I get really irritated about that. And people that are running against him and that are going to primary him are going to use that against him because like the Alan West, there's the Huffines guy, people that are in Texas, they're going to come at him, brah. They're going to come at him. And
I don't think that he can just willy nilly close it though, because it's a federal, I mean, the border is up to the national, like that's a government, federal government thing.
Well, he can
try to secure areas of Texas, but without a wall, there's not enough people. There's not enough manpower.
He could have secured it better. He could have put in more troops. He could have, I mean, he's not using, I don't think, the full extent of what he could be using. He's not doing everything that he can be doing in his power.
Really?
Right.
I mean, it's a big ass border that you got there in Texas.
But he's not, I don't think he's doing everything that he can be doing to help. So,
wow.
And I don't know why. I'm not really sure why, but there are a lot of people that are going to come at him because of that. So, you know, like I know Alan West had another, he had a plan or he has a plan where he would have done something different. Huffines is the same way. I mean, it's just, it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable the amount of people that are pouring over this border.
Oh my God, it's out of control.
It is.
Out, and there's so many more coming.
And I'm not,
so
listen,
many
I'm
more.
Not blaming Abbott. I mean, it's totally the
right.
It's the federal government. They take the brunt of it, but he needs to step in and be like, he needs to be screaming at the top of his lungs every day. This is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. We have to do something about it. So, I mean, if I were governor, that's what I'd be doing.
Okay, I have to go.
I'm starting a new job today, you guys. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Thank you. So grateful to all of you guys. Thank you for all the well wishes and the love, the prayers, and all that kind of stuff. I really do appreciate. I love you guys so much. Thank you for everything, for all the things.
Best crowd ever.
Best people ever. Bring it in, everybody. Have a fantastic Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Democrats are fighting over their big spending bill, and China is openly threatening Taiwan. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. Each day we'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and hopefully leave you laughing too. Subscribe to the 3 Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.